talking about the biggest fight in our world right now. There's an extinction level event going on. So this isn't like a traffic court or a small claims court where you can, you know, we can meander around it. We've got to be deadly. We got to lop the head of the snake off here. So, you know, all these lawyers, we have the same thing going on. And we've got doctors in this country that say, oh yeah, COVID-19, it's been isolated, purified, really? And then they're going and using lawyers and it's always money, 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 money. And they got the nerve to be going out there saying, we're winning now. No, you're not. You haven't won a damn thing. Where's the accountability here?
Our world is changing rapidly. Many crucial systems we depend upon are collapsing. And the most important system that is failing is the food supply. But amidst the chaos, there is a path to resilience.
I have the great Marjorie Wildcraft coming to the program. People who do not know her, she is kind of like the mother of ultimate preppers. And she's really good.
I've spent decades finding the fastest, easiest, and funnest ways for the average person to be able to grow a lot of food.
I used to be a hopeless gardener, but thanks to Marjorie, I'm growing food, and I'm really happy my family has more food security.
Marjorie's webinar gave me the confidence to raise and process my own meat.
Food production, and Marjorie, I want to thank you for the free webinar that you put out there at that website. I've already had massive response from people that love your information and how you express the joy of learning how to grow food also in a small amount of space when it really counts. So thank you for all that you do, Marjorie.
If you go to sarahsbackyardfarm.com, you can sign up for that seminar, that free seminar. I'll have the link below. And so if you have the opportunity, check it out, sarahsbackyardfarm.com, and you will get a ton of free, great information. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Christopher James coming back to the program. He is the one who is an expert in common law. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And the Supreme Court case, Missouri versus Biden, that I have been added to as a whistleblower and a person of interest. And we have, through our process working with standfirmnow.org, we have facilitated adding over 200 additional people who are medical professionals with affidavits as persons of interest and whistleblowers to the Supreme Court case as well. We're going to talk about that. Supreme Court is the only common law court in our country, and they can act in ways that these other courts can't. So we're hoping that they decide to act in their full capacity. We will see. At least it's getting there. It's what I promised I would do, is that when we were fighting with a whole group of people, we were looking to get to the Supreme Court. So that's what we're doing. I have Ryan Hartwig, who's the Facebook whistleblower. He's also being added as a whistleblower and a person of interest. So we are doing it. I'm really happy that there's some movement here. We weren't expecting the oral arguments to be happening so quick. They're happening March 18th. And so we were hoping to add a lot more people. So, but with joining with standfirmnow.org and Gail McCraw, who is a nurse that everybody should know of, that was Steve Kirsch interviewed her and said that was the most important interview he's ever done. So we're working with her. And then also Dr. Christiana Northrup is also with that organization. She's just absolutely wonderful and was a big part of how we got this whole thing put together. So I'm really excited that people are being added. But the other thing that I want to tell you and why Christopher James is coming is he has this new product called Masterpiece that I am really excited about. And I just did a show on innovation and how we need to keep innovating, because as people, scientists come in and new inventors come in, they take products and they make them better. They come up with new ideas. Well, this is one of those things where they took the zeolite, they added it with, he's going to talk about how they're actually doing it, but it's a smaller, they figured out how to make it smaller. And then they also are working with the marine plasma, which will get into your cells after they pull out the bad heavy metals. It pulls out 85 different heavy metals. Other competing products are talking about a lot less, 4 heavy metals. This one also works extensively with graphene oxide. The test results that they're having so far is showing after 60 days, he'll talk about this, after 60 days, they're seeing 85% to 90% reduction in heavy metals in your bloodstream, and how that is affecting people is amazing. The brain fog is going away, and it's not very expensive. They're only charging $53, something like that, for 2 months supply. So it's way more affordable than any other product on the market as well. They're trying to get this out to the world. So I will have the link below, and I just hope you all try it. I think it's really important. We're being sprayed with the heavy metals. I also talk about the case where I talk to doctors all the time and scientists. I like to talk to scientists or chiropractors or people that think differently who are actually looking at trying to solve these problems. And I was talking to him about the toxic load that's in our system. And he's like, there's so many studies out there now showing the reaction of vaccines and a toxic load, that it creates massive inflammation, and that human mothers, the umbilical cords are just dosed with heavy metals in their bloodstream, and the babies are just bathing in it. And then they get this vaccine that reacts with all these toxins. And so much of our problems with is this. And I know I talk about parasites, I talk about all these, because all of this is foundational issues. We're being attacked on all levels, but we got to get these heavy metals out of our system. So the link is below. I really hope you try it and you listen to this. I'm going to have Dr. Robert Young on the program to also talk about the trials and the evidence and how it's working. So anyways, the link is below, and I hope you give it a try, because I think it could really make a difference in your families and friends who have been vaccinated or shedding, or we're all affected by it. He's going to talk about how we all have graphene oxide in our blood. It's been in the flu vaccine since 2019, from what research is telling me as well. So this is over the top what they're doing. So anyways, the link is below, and I hope you try it. Okay, let's get into my really good conversation with my friend Christopher James. Hi, Christopher. Welcome back to the program.
Pleasure to see you again, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we're in the middle of this war that we're fighting, and you've been on the front lines, and you're seeing a big shift. But what is it going to take to really win this war?
Well, the biggest enemy that we've always had, Sarah, is ignorance. And there are a lot of great people out there in law enforcement and in the military. And we must realize that the situation we're in right now in this world isn't just because of the COVID-19. This goes back a very, very long time. We've never been told the truth. But right now in our world, we've got COVID-19, which is a lie. It's been proven. I've got over 220 FOIs showing on my website that it's never been isolated, purified in the world. And as you and I both know, Sarah, that, you know, we must keep this simple for our fellow man or woman, because they are being bombarded on so many fronts right now of everything that's going on. For people that aren't aware of this, it's very difficult for them to see the light and the way forward. So all I really want to, not all, but I really must ensure that we communicate to our fellow man and woman right now around the world that are hearing this, is that COVID-19 was a lie, full stop. You need to understand that. When you understand that COVID-19 was a lie, then you recognize, wait a minute, what are all these things that they've done to us, from vaccinations to mandates to lockdowns to compromising our businesses, destroying our families? We're seeing how they've divide and conquer, what they've done within all our families, our friends, our communities. And the only way that we're going to get through this is, first and foremost, is with the correct knowledge, with love and courage for one another. So once you understand COVID-19 is a lie, then you have to look at the solution. And the solution that I've always been speaking to is, we're going to talk about also a product here that's really helping out on the side effects from the graphene oxide in us. But the solution has always and will always be at that public courthouse. And people hear the word common law an awful lot, Sarah, in this world. And they go, oh, geez, common law. Well, what's that? And then they start going down all these rabbit holes and reading about it. And I'll make it very simple for people. Common law is when a man or woman has a claim, not a complaint. A man or woman has a claim that another man or woman trespassed against them. And what does trespass mean? Well, fraud, it covers everything. Any wrong, harm, or breach of contract. You only use the word trespass. That's why that word's in the Bible. Property is everything that's exclusive to you as a man or woman, your hope, your dreams. It's not just your physical items. And then the last word you have to master is the word who. So in getting into this court system right now, if people can simply understand that a man needs to move a claim of trespass, that's the COVID lie, against these people that are acting at the heads of these service corporations, government, for example, Justin Trudeau here in Canada, Theresa Tam, the health minister, or whatever her title is, and all these other people that have been involved in these mandates, these lockdowns, these we had in Canada here was known as the Quarantine Act. Again, all governments are service corporations, and people need to realize they don't write law. And this is what we're seeing all the time in the news. Oh, the government just passed a new law, or the state of something just passed a new law. No, it didn't. This is the theater people need to understand. And when we can get into that courthouse properly, Sarah, with that simple claim that COVID-19 was a lie, and we're there with at least 500 military and 500 police and maybe 50,000 people around the courthouse, all aware that we're bringing that truth into that courthouse as a light for the rest of the world, that's when our world is going to see, first and foremost, the truth is brought forth into light. Secondly, they're going to see simply how a man or a woman accesses their public courthouse outside of the bar. And you need to recognize those people that wear the black robe, Sarah, they're our public servants. They're a man or woman wearing a robe. They're acting in a role. And anytime a man or woman acts in a role, they have no rights. People are going, well, what do you mean they have no rights? They've got duties and obligations because they're all acting for service corporations. All you have to do to take down these people, that act for a private society called bar members that might wear the black robe, it's three questions. And these three questions are the three questions the entire conversation the world needs to have right now. Who claim I'm going to use the word I, that applies to every man or woman, I property? No man or woman's going to come forward and claim that I or Sarah's property. Good. Second question, who claim contract with I that I'm property? Well, no one has a contract with Christopher or Sarah that we sign on the private side with a man or woman that were property. And the last question is, well, who, acting for any service corporation, has a contract that I property? They're never going to produce a contract anywhere in this world with any service corporation that we, the people, are property. The simplicity and the power of those three questions is that if no man or woman comes forth and has the evidence verifiable that you are their property and you've not contracted with them, then that simply means nothing that any man or woman puts pen to paper that presents in front of you applies to you. Codes, rules, statutes, acts, these are all policy. These are all documents that were written by other people, were they not? Yeah. So bring them forward. See, when you go into a public courthouse, you're there always making a special appearance to fight back against this bar. And you're saying, I'm here to accept any and all verified claims before this court today. Where is it? Right? And a verified claim of trespass. Remember, the trespass covers contract, covers wrong or harm. Well, if there's no trespass claim that's verified coming into that court, meaning there's a man or woman, well, then what do we have? We've got some guy or a woman acting for a service corporation with the title of a crown attorney or a lawyer, and they're trying to move a court against we the people for something that they have no jurisdiction over, their codes, their rules, their actions, their statutes, like traffic court. There is no law, the Highway Traffic Act, it's an act that's written by your fellow man or woman acting for a service corporation. And when people understand these basic foundational truths, Sarah, that's where the light is. That will allow us to get into that court. It's only two options are going to happen. We're either going to get into that courthouse en masse with the truth of the verified claim that COVID-19 doesn't exist and get the warrants out for all these people involved that have been jabbing people from doctors. Again, they cannot hide behind lawyers. This is what you need to understand. They get brought into court and you ask them, produce the evidence where you isolated and purified COVID-19. Prove that it exists. And when that doctor or that politician or that police officer or whoever, your employer at your job, does not have that verifiable evidence that COVID-19 was isolated, purified, then everything that they did to you was a trespass. And now they're liable on the private side. They can't hide behind their rules, their codes, their statutes, their policy. And that's what we're seeing worldwide right now. These governments are not governments, they're service corporations, you need to realize, and they are acting all out of their jurisdiction, trespassing against we the people, left and right.
Well, this has been going on for a long time. This isn't just since COVID. I mean, we've been seeing, because I know you've been working on this before COVID, and then COVID happened and it was holy crap. And now we're seeing the wars, we're seeing it. It's on steroids right now. So what do we need to do to defeat these guys? I mean, I know that we can take down, we can fight all these laws against big pharma and stuff, but unless we get to the actual culprits, I think it's just going to keep going, and we can't just have a few high profile people go down. I mean, that's what happened in World War II. They took a couple high profile people down and then folded all the Nazi programs, the Japanese biological programs. They folded it into, well, it was both the Soviet Union, and they split it up, half Soviet Union, half United States. And they just folded them all into our intelligence agencies. And so it looked like they took care of something because they took down some high profile people, but in reality, they didn't do anything. How do we make sure a repeat of World War II doesn't happen?
That's why I said we have to go after the man or the woman, the people that are involved. This is the highest levels of the military, the highest levels of these government agencies, doctors, etc. See, common law goes after the man or the woman. In the legal world, you're going after fictions, right? And there's no accountability in that world. They've got, you know, appeal processes, and then it goes up to the Supreme Court of the United States. People need to understand, and with all due respect, the Supreme Court of the United States is no different than the Supreme Court of Burger King. It's the top court for a service corporation called the United States, not the United States of America. There's all these plays on words that are going on here, and this is where people get confused and convoluted. What we simply need to understand right now is that if you walked outside of your house, Sarah, and there was a house on fire, and all your friends, your family, your loved ones, there's animals, everything, all in life that you cherish is burning in that house, and across the street from it, we've got a bunch of thugs and this and that. Where does the priority lie? We've got to stop that fire. We've got to save our friends and family. And that's the first truth that must be brought onto the light. COVID-19 was a lie. All these doctors out here, because it ties into the whole thing of virology, and the only way that truth is going to very simply and powerfully, like I said, how you take down a man like Justin Trudeau, you ask him those three questions in front of the entire country, under oath, in a courtroom. Do you claim I or we the people of your property? He's going to say, well, no. Well, do you claim you have a contract with I or any agent officer under your control that we the people are property on the private side? He's going to say no. Then produce the contract you have with the service corporation called Canada that we the people are property. He's going to answer no to all three of those. And as soon as he does that, it's exposed. All of these people that are acting in these roles, that's why, you know, Shakespeare said the world's all a stage, because everyone's acting in all these roles and people don't really understand what is going on. But when you put it to them simply, you go, yeah, I'm not property of another man or woman. And that's lawfully. That's how we're supposed to communicate and interact with each other. We have all the freedom in this world to travel, not drive on the roads. It's a legal term. We have every right to travel and contract with our fellow man or woman and live in peace. And what are we not to do? We're not to trespass. And that's ultimately what's going on right now. We have an extinction level event occurring in our world right now because of all this graphene oxide that's in our bodies. The transhumanism, as I'm sure you've talked about before, is occurring against our fellow mankind. And the only way that we're going to stop this is it's going to be through war, which is big war, which has nothing to do to stop all the remember, billions of people have been injected with these bioweapons now. This is what people need to understand. You have to get back to your creator, Sarah. You know, I'm not a religious man, but I realize that there is an incredible force that's out there that created all of us, whatever that is. And it gave us the free will to be able to think for ourselves, to protect ourselves, and more importantly, we're supposed to love one another. It's not a kumbaya moment, but people do not have these foundational truths in their heart, minds, and soul, who they are. And once they get those truths in their heart, mind, and soul, you're able to look at every single situation in this world, and you're able to see the solution moving forward quickly. When people are talking about the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization, and they all get caught up in all this fear that's going on, it's very simple. Who is the man or woman that's the head of that organization, or who are the people that are behind putting out all these communications or trying to trespass on we the people? You bring them into court and you hit them with those three questions. Then you ask them, you want to produce the evidence for COVID-19 or the new disease X they're talking about? You want to show us where any of this stuff has been isolated, purified? They're not going to be able to show it. Luc Montagnier, who was received the Nobel Peace Prize in virology, in his final year that he was in this world, God rest his soul, he realized everything he'd been doing his entire life was a lie. He finally came out on the public record. He told about a dozen doctors. He said, in my entire career, I never isolated, I never purified anything. And what does that mean? That means viruses don't exist. This is the other big shoe to drop. It's all a lie. Just like 9/11, it's no different. The pharmaceutical companies have been doing this to our consciousness for a long time. We all think about viruses and we got to get vaccinated. And this is why our bodies are filled with all these forever chemicals. And as you know, with the COVID-19 injections, these are bioweapons that are put into us. And we're going to talk about that shortly here, how we're going to be able to disable that and get those graphene oxide and all the heavy metals out of our body.
I had Dr. Dean on, and I challenged him a little bit on, because exosomes have been identified. And he said, well, exosomes are viruses. He goes, I'm going to just say that, because he says viruses don't exist. And he goes, well, exosomes are viruses. So, and exosomes are something that have been, they're like short DNA, short protein sequences, right? So that people need to get their arms around what exosomes are. But you're right, it hasn't been isolated, and that whole field needs to be turned upside down and figured out, and they've been led astray.
If you've been paying attention, you know the global economy is transforming. The BRICS nations want to see the end of the dollar reserve currency, and many countries are joining their effort. The Western banking system is the most fragile it's been since 2008. The highly respected Weiss Research Group accurately provided advance warning on which banks are going to fail with 99.3% accuracy after the 2008 crisis. They are now predicting that a whopping 4,243 banks are vulnerable to failure, and 1,210 of those banks face imminent failure. When this situation comes to pass, it will dwarf the 2008 banking crisis. The only asset that has historically weathered a storm this severe has been precious metals. It has never been a better time to buy gold and silver to protect your family. Contact Miles Franklin at info@milesfranklin.com. Tell them Sarah sent me, and you will get the best service and the best prices on gold and silver in the country. That is a guarantee from them to me. Remember, info@milesfranklin.com. Tell them Sarah sent me. Do this now to protect your assets and the ones you love. Can we talk about the Supreme Court? Because what Dr. Three Rivers, I've been working with him. I'm a person of interest and a whistleblower at the Supreme Court level. And we just added, by the time this airs, we just added a couple hundred people. Stand Firm Now, we're working with the Stand Firm Now organization. And we, with Dr. Three Rivers and Howard Bertram and myself, we got together with them and we added a couple hundred affidavits, person of interest and whistleblowers, just like me, to the Supreme Court case. I'm just so pumped about it because it's something meaningful that we're doing. But from what I understand, the Supreme Court is the only court in the country that's a common law court, although Dr. Threever says that the upper chamber is empty and they need to move into their role as a common law court, and they aren't acting in that way, but they can be because that's how they were established. Can you talk about that? Because that's the only one we have in our country.
Yeah, the Supreme Court, well, it's not only your country, as far as I'm concerned, it's in the world. See, the incredible American people, your history, you have to understand what was going on and how these judicial systems got set up. But to keep it simple for people, that Supreme Court there is the inherent jurisdiction of the land of the United States of America. That was the first court that was supposed to be created by and for the people. And you're absolutely right. This is the problem that we have. All these government buildings have people. Imagine if you took all of McDonald's employees and you filled all our offices, all these government buildings with McDonald's employees, you'd be going, wait a minute, those people have nothing to do with managing our country and protecting our property. That's why government was created, to protect the property of man. People can understand that. Well, that's actually what's going on. And we've got service corporations with the same titles that we believe are our governments masquerading, and they've infiltrated all of our buildings. So the Supreme Court is absolutely right. If it was to be corrected, we would have people in there that would not be moving under rules of civil procedure. See, that's what the Supreme Court points to all the time, rules of civil procedure, their legal writings, and they were all created by a private society. As I teach everybody, it doesn't matter what piece of paper is put in front of you, Sarah, you always ask the very first question, who wrote that? Right? I don't care if it's been around for 1,000 years. Who wrote that document? Because in order for that document, it doesn't matter. And again, with all respect to the people in the United States, you do have one of the greatest constitutions in the world, why that was founded. But again, take a step back. Is that constitution, did that come from our creator? Nope. It was our fellow man or woman at a time that created that document. Are they going to answer yes to those three questions we talked about earlier? No. So those words on that piece of paper, first and foremost, don't apply to you. And secondly, they sure as hell don't give you your rights. And this is the part that frustrates me, why people keep pointing to the Constitution or to the Bill of Rights or in Canada here, the Charter and Freedom of Rights. The people didn't write that. These were people that wrote it that were, again, here comes the word, acting in a role as legislators at a time and a place. And they give the impression that it is for and by the people to protect them, to give them their rights. See, when you walk into that courthouse, you are the highest court on the land anywhere in this world is when Sarah moves her court into that public courthouse, or Christopher moves his court into that public courthouse. All of these legal court systems and the Supreme Courts are inferior courts to that of man. Why? Because God created man and woman, and then man and woman went and created government. Right? That's how the hierarchy goes. And all governments are supposed to be created to protect the property of man. And then these governments, once they've got, you know, unfortunately compromised, they've gone and created legal persons, taxation, all these various different things. And that's why you will never see in any of the law books, ask any lawyer, show me where it says the word man or woman in there. doesn't show you that. The only word it has in there is the word person, and that applies to acts, codes, rules, statutes. So they've got to prove to we the people. You look at Job 32:21. Again, I'm not religious. It's right there in your face. It says right in the Bible there, I pray not you let no persons be placed upon you, nor are you to accept any titles. There you go. The word person is referenced over, I think, 23 times in the Bible, and it is basically looked at as a sin, right? Because person is a construct of man that was basically created to strip away man from knowing who he is, all his rights. This is how simple this is. And this is why the bar's terrified. I've been destroying the bar for the last, they came after me, the British Columbia Law Society, again, a group of people I don't belong to. And they tried to block me from going into or helping people entering their public court, the public courthouses in British Columbia. Last year, it was like a huge document that they sent to me, right? And I went, I made a special appearance via phone. I wasn't going to fly there for it. And it was just some guy acting on behalf of the bar. You know what they call bar members, that what their society is at the highest level? Benchers. For those of you who don't know what the word bench means, because law always goes back to law, it means bank. So see, there you go. It's right in your face, but people don't tie those two things together. So these people that sit on the bench are always representing the banks, because it's the banks that set up this whole legal system, this personage system with the birth certificate when we were born in a hospital. That's what you need to understand. The birth certificate, it's called a certificate. You didn't create it. You had nothing to do with it. It's just supposed to be a record. But that birth certificate is a secondary document. The founding document is actually the live birth record. That's what happens in the hospital. And then from that information that's gleaned at the hospital, they create a birth certificate, and that's where the legal person is created. People need to understand this. And bar members, once the bar members start seeing this stuff, they go, oh my God. And the police are starting to recognize this too, right? And this is why we're at a point right now. My whole approach, Sarah, has been that with the COVID-19, that unfortunately through the death and destruction, because there's lots of police officers, good men and women that have died already in Canada here, in the military, they've died, they've got myocarditis, their healths are compromised. At what point is it going to take for that shoe to finally drop once we reach the tipping point where everybody has finally seen enough death and destruction? And we're seeing the corruption being rolled out all around our world right now, and that's why they're fomenting this war in Ukraine. They're trying to roll out another new X. They're showing all this, you know, financial homelessness that's going on, mortgage fraud. We're being thrown at everything at us right now like the kitchen sink. And the only way through this is to really understand who you are, know that COVID-19 is a lie. And we got to get into that courthouse properly with the police, because once those warrants go out, that's all that has to happen. The world has to see it happen once, Sarah, just once, that a man or woman has been brought into court like Justin Trudeau, and they're exposed with four questions. They're destroyed. And in that moment, that's when the big warrants can start going out. And then everybody worldwide can start accessing your court properly. Sarah, you should be moving your court for all the wrong and harm that happened to you. Look at Sean at SGT Report, the horrific takedown that you guys had to deal with your incredible platforms helping this world. You guys tried to go through a legal system, and we know what happened with that, right? It was all shut down. Somebody else is making decisions. No, no, no. When you move your court, Sarah, there's going to be a grand jury of 25 people there. And you say, well, geez, I really don't know law, Christopher. All you need to know is this. When you prove that your claim be true in that court, that makes the law. That's how simple it is. The jury of your peers are going to sit there. They're going to listen to Sarah talk about, they did X, Y, and Z. They trespassed against me. Here's my verifiable evidence. Rest your case. And then that man or woman that you've made the claim against, they have their opportunity now to bring forth their evidence that your claim not be true. And if they cannot prove that your claim's not true, your claim makes the law. This is how simple it is. You don't need to read law books. You don't need to read codes, rules, statutes. You don't need to get into rules of civil procedure. When you access that courthouse, it's very simple. It's throwing a couple of sentences on a piece of paper with your evidence of that claim of trespass. Seat that jury and let's have at it. That's what we need to show the world. Once that can happen, then it's going to be like lightning, Sarah. We can start rounding up all these people. They can't hide. I mean, we just had a shit show, pardon my French, going on in Toronto and Ottawa yesterday in Commons. Get a load of this. There's two guys from a RiveCan app that was only supposed to cost $60,000. Okay, this is when they're bringing people coming into the country. It was only supposed to cost $60,000. It wound up costing $60 million. Okay, this is what's gone on.
Were they stealing it? I mean, that's usually what happens. It's a exactly money laundering. So, yeah.
Yeah, so they wanted to bring in the two people that were the principals of this RiveCan app, the head of this corporation. They've ignored two subpoenas, right? They haven't even bothered to show up. And we know they're all guilty of what they're doing. So what did they have to do yesterday in the House of Commons? They had to pass a bill that saw to it that these people were going to be brought in under arrest if they don't honor this subpoena. See, this is where the BS begins. All this theater, this has been going on for weeks, months. If you or I have that evidence, we make a claim against Bob or Susie. Hey, they trespassed. This is what they've done. Theft, right? They've stolen or breach or extortion, whatever they've done. Get them into court. They have to appear in court there. The warrant goes out right for the arrest. Just like that. All this theater disappears. And that's why people need to see how a man or woman accesses the public courthouse properly.
Well, let's talk a little bit more, though, about the Supreme Court being a common law court, because from what I understand, it's the only common law court, and you said in the world, it is in our country. It's the only common law court in our country. I think there's other ones that the indigenous nations, like I know there's a Finn court, Federation of Indigenous Nations. They have their own court, which is common law court. There's common law courts in other countries as well. It's mostly indigenous groups that have done it or common law people, but they haven't made a huge dent yet. I mean, well, the mindset is changing, but it hasn't flipped yet, right? Whereas the Supreme Court is a common law court if they choose to act in that capacity. What is your views on whether they will act in that capacity? And I mean, they can. I mean, that's their how they were established.
Not the people that are in there right now, because they're all members of a private society, the bar. And again, remember, what is the highest court anywhere in this world? Don't get caught up in titles. Supreme Court of the United States. We'll bring forward this man or woman called the Supreme Court of the United States. I don't remember. All men and women are created equal under the law. So who's the Supreme Court of the United States you're talking about? Whose court is it? So there's that word who. It's not a court of man. It's a court of a system of a society that got set up. And that is inferior actually to you or I moving our claim and our court at a local public courthouse with a jury of our peers sat. This is what people need to understand. The power resides within we the people.
You're right, but we need a conscious awakening for that to occur, because people, they have to acknowledge it and recognize it as the authority for it to actually be put in place, right? Yeah. Whereas that's why I like the idea of the Supreme Court, because that's why Dr. Three Rivers likes it so much, is because it can be that if they choose to be that. We could have overnight, we could have something, you know, it is a common law court. You're right. The people we have in there are bar attorneys, and are they even going to see themselves in that capacity? Are they smart enough to understand what they are and how they're completely manipulated? I mean, do they get that? Are they lost in their own paradigm?
Well, a lot of them are willfully going along with this. And, you know, like I said, the Supreme Court, you know, to think that those people are actually going to do the right thing. No, it's never going to happen. Now, if we actually had your fellow man or woman that were in these positions and there was a system set up, yeah, it's going to take a long time to get to that. That's why my position has always been, if this truth surrounding COVID-19 can be brought into a public courthouse and people can see a man or woman moving that claim in court outside of the bar, that is the lightning rod for the world, because you've just taken out, remember, whatever ruling I get from a jury of my peers of 25 people, it doesn't get appealed. There's no appeal process in common law. There's another word let's talk about. You've said the word common law many times, so I'm going to hit you back with the word. Who? Whose common law are you talking about? Because the bar's got a common law, right? There's thousands of common laws all around this world. Whose common law are you talking about? In this case, with Sarah and I, it would be the common, that which is common to Sarah and I. We're moving our claim in our court here. This is the claim we've got. It's verifiable. Trespass occurred. We need a jury sit because we have the right to seek the administration of justice. So see, there's, you've got to pay attention to the words that are using. It's not just the name of the court. It's also, well, whose court is it? Whose common law is it? Who's moving this court? Right? There's all these foundational questions. And in the system we've got set up here, like the Supreme Court of Canada, that's never going to change. That's always part of the Crown system, right? That was set up a very, very long time ago before you and I were born into this world. And they literally need to be liquidated into oblivion. All that bar members should be involved in is contract law. That's it, on behalf of corporations.
Well, that's what they're trained in, is contract law. So what do you think about I'm going to do something controversial here. What do you think of all the lawsuits going on with COVID? There's attorneys that are raising money. They're doing their shows and talking about how you need to support me so I can fight the system. And then they don't win anything. So what do you think of that? I mean, I've heard so many stories of people dumping their attorneys and then they start winning, you know, so what do you think? about that?
Well, unfortunately, the COVID thing is a big, we're talking about the biggest fight in our world right now. There's an extinction level event going on. So this isn't like a traffic court or a small claims court where you can, you know, we can meander around it. We've got to be deadly. We got to lop the head of the snake off here. So, you know, all these lawyers, we have the same thing going on. We've got doctors in this country that say, oh yeah, COVID-19, it's been isolated, purified, really? And then they're going and using lawyers and it's always money, 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 money. And they got the nerve to be going out there saying, we're winning now. No, you're not. You haven't won a damn thing. Where's the accountability here? I mean, what Justin Trudeau has done in this country alone, this guy should be swinging from a rope. He's gone beyond beyond treason. This man is involved in genocide, democide worldwide. All of them are involved in this. And that's what I'm saying. We're never going to see that accountability. So these lawyers, it's a big cash money. I should find the video that I did 4 years ago when I first came on, Sarah, and I told everybody, we better be prepared. We cannot allow the bar to come back into the light. I don't know what they did in the United States, but in Canada here during the COVID lockdowns, the government was paying all the law firms to stay at home. The government was paying all these lawyers to keep their mouth shut. And if any of these bar members, I heard from many of them, stepped out of line to try and move a claim or court to help somebody, even in a very simple, they're being bullied or they're being terrorized for mandating injections from their employer, you know, the man or woman at the head of their company that they're working for. Can this lawyer come in and help them? They wouldn't even touch those cases, because if any of them touched them, they were going to be disbarred.
Isn't that, so I had a lawyer that reached out. I was going to, you got to talk about your lawyer that reached out, but how much more obvious does it have to be that, I mean, if we really had a pandemic that was killing people and people dropping dead, A, you'd be looking for every remedy you could possibly find. You wouldn't have these governments suppressing people. You wouldn't need to suppress anybody. Everybody would be all hands on deck trying to save humanity. You would be looking at, they censored treatments. They did all these things. It's so obvious. And they had this whole infrastructure in place to shut down attorneys. It's so, you just don't have those kind of infrastructures already in place unless it's a big fraud.
That's right. And that's what I'm saying. Ignorance remains the enemy here. Sarah, I've been helping people for almost 20 years. I get the judges running from the benches now. I've had lots of success, all the Arrive Can apps and that, or pardon the Quarantine Act. When people were coming back into Canada from another country, if they weren't injected or whatever and they wouldn't want to quarantine, they got hit with thousands of dollars in fines. The fine started with their victim surcharge on it. It was around $7,200 or $7,500 per fine. I had a family that was a farmer group and they were taking their product all the time over to the United States here in Ontario. And they got hit with $140,000 in fines, right? I got involved, fired their lawyer, whatever, got involved. And basically they got rid of everything, but they still have to make it look like they're still winning. They said, well, we'll only have you pay for one fine. And when the man actually called him out on jurisdiction, the man wearing the black robe muted him because we were having all these virtual courts, whatever. He muted him and he couldn't speak and he blocked him from speaking. So this is the problem that we have, right? The society that's infiltrated our public courthouses, they need to be removed, every last one of them. And we need to, like you were saying with the Supreme Court, we need to fill it with people that are aware of the law. But again, that's a long process to get through that. These lawyers that are out there now asking for money, I tell people, don't give them a dime. All you're doing is you're feeding the system. And we can, I tried to reach out to the four gentlemen that were locked up in Coutts from the Coutts convoy there, that two of them just got released 3 weeks ago. They've been in jail, Sarah, for over 700 days, 720 days. They've caused no wrong or harm to anybody. And that's the question you need to ask. Who's moving this court against them? It's going to be a fiction. It's going to be the government of Canada. Really? They're in breach. They caused wrong or harm to another man or woman? No. They're in breach of a contract to produce this contract that they have with the Service Corporation Canada? Nope. Well, what's this court moving under? Is it moving under the rules of civil procedure? Well, yes. Well, who's moving this court? They have a right to face them. And who wrote the rules of civil procedure? See, it's check, 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 check. No on all of them. As soon as you do that, the bar's finished. Instead, we have news organizations like Rebel News out here who's main guy that runs that's a member of the bar. They're out here every week, money, 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 and they've taken in millions of dollars in donations. And I've seen it firsthand what they're actually paying for the Quarantine Act tickets. When people were coming back in the day, they would have simply a paralegal show up that would be there paid for by Rebel News, and then I bared witness to them. They're just in cahoots with the Crown attorney. Oh, well, not everything. As long as there's still a cha-ching, cha-ching going on with the judge, everybody was fine. I saw what really, really set me for a loop a year and a half ago. A young woman, 21 years old, she was coming back into from the United States into Canada. Unfortunately, her baby, her newborn, had died while she was in the United States, and she was bringing her back. They hit her with a fine.
Why?
For not being vaccinated, inoculated. And I sat there and I listened to that in the courtroom and I'm like, this just shows you how evil these people are.
They
so
are.
That's why, you know, just... we have to stop this.
Okay. This is very fascinating. I want to talk about this new product that you have, which eliminates what 85 or 95 different heavy metals that we're being bombarded with. Go is one of them, graphene oxide, which is in all, I've heard that they're also in the flu shot. So people, if you've had a flu shot, if you had a COVID shot, you got this graphene oxide. It's also in the air. It's being sprayed on us from what we understand, because that you've just done studies showing that it's in the blood of people who haven't had any shots. So we're all sitting with, and it's not just graphene oxide, which is a big problem because that's what's causing a lot of the deaths from these shots. And it's also what is, we think, is what's causing us to be an antenna and them to do all the surveillance and the sending frequencies to us and everything. So it's really important that we get rid of it. But there's all these other microplastics and everything that's destroying our health. Can you talk about this product? Because it's really exciting what it can do.
Yes. Well, so people know the disclaimer. I've been online for the last almost just over 4 years now. I never sell any products. I don't do any merchandise. I just, you know, I don't even push donations. I say, look, if people got enough money to give me for a cup of coffee, I would take it. But what happened last May, my right-hand man, Paul, who's an incredible, incredible man, he came across this other man named Matt Hazen out of the United States in Kansas City. And Matt had been working on this for about 18 months or so, a couple of years. And the beauty of this, through the grace of God, as I've learned, and you know, when I'm able to look back in my life, you know, God works in a mysterious way. So we have all these incredible doctors, all these incredible scientists, and everyone's out there. And this man comes along and he literally historically uncovers one of the greatest finds ever. And he found this product called Masterpiece that he developed. It's marine plasma, which is a natural element from one of the richest sources in the world, in Spain it comes from. And then also zeolite. It's, I can't pronounce it correctly. There's over 40 different types of zeolites, but it's one particular type of zeolite that they use called Senta. I would mess it up if I said it, but it's those two elements. And then how it was structured with a charge that's put on it, he was able to create this product. And then he worked with an incredible man for a year and a half that I can't say his name anymore because he asked us not to, but he worked with him for free. He works in one of the top bio labs in the United States. And he worked with Matthew to get the zeolite down to a nano size, so small that it could get into the cell without putting, there's no chemicals. This is a completely natural product. And so Matt, we got a bunch of test subjects together. I began working with them in September of this year or last year. And then in October, we began a blind study with three people out of the UK. And their long story short, in the 35 days, we wanted to know, it was a 30, 60, and 90 day trial. We wanted to find out. And again, you talk about graphene oxide. When you go to doctors, you go to labs or whatever, say, well, can you test for graphene oxide in the blood? They're like, why? Graphene oxide isn't in the blood. That's not there. Well, why are we wasting our time testing for that? So there's very few places that actually test for it in the world. That's the first thing to understand. So we had this sent off. They tested for it. And we got the test done before they started using Masterpiece. And the protocol for Masterpiece, it's a very small bottle. I have one here with me. Well, it's about this size. I should have had it here. It's about this size. And you do 5 drops twice a day under the tongue. This is what all 3 test subjects did. In 30. So they had their initial readings done that did graphene oxide, all forever chemicals, all plastics. It was all incorporated within that blood test. And it came back that they were high, like the graphene was right off the charts. I'm going to bring in here with you Dr. Robert Young in the next week here, hopefully, and you can share with your listeners. He'll walk everybody through the test results. It's better that you hear from somebody in that regard. But from a layman's term, we had these enormous levels of things that, and another one that was in there was called Fosner. Fosner was banned from the Second World War, First World War. And they found it in all 3 test subjects in the UK. So how is this getting, and this is a horrific chemical, how is this getting into people's bloodstreams? Well, we're learning now through the patents that they've got for aerosol spraying graphene oxide. It's not just aluminum, barium, strontium. They've been spraying graphene oxide because Dr. Robert Young, who is an incredible man, he showed me just yesterday, it's going to be up on my website on Thursday, just a man there with his clothing, and they were, you know, just looking at his clothing. It had all been recently washed, and then they put the UV light on it, and it illuminated all the graphene oxide all over his clothes. It's all over all of us, and you cannot get rid of it. This is the problem. So what happened was is that when we first saw these highly levels of graphene oxide, we had proven that, never been tested for before in the world, that it was in people's blood. After 30 days, Matt couldn't wait anymore. He says, listen, I want to know if I've got some snake oil salesman stuff here, everything I've been believing, I've been just been true that we've been working on here, or is this actually the real deal? So we got the test results back after 35 days, Sarah, and it removed up to 90% of the graphene oxide. Everybody was floored. Some of the doctors on the call were crying because they've never seen anything do this quickly. So it's gone the full 90-day term now, and all forever chemicals as well. This is your plastics, your heavy metals. We're up
85 of them, right? 85 or 95 of them.
Yeah, and it grabbed everything, and it basically, we're down to like, it took up to 85% on average of all three test subjects that we have, and that's in 90 days now. So that those test subjects continue to move forward. We've got another test group of 24 that's starting now with a placebo involved in it, and this is going to be very, very powerful. This is what the world needs to see. So as you were so eloquently talking to, and we spoke at the top of the broadcast, we have these frequencies that are interacting with our bodies, the wireless, the 5G. Well, it's not just, you know, Y-band stands for Wireless Body Area Network. And people that don't know what's going on here, they're using our bodies as a conduit, okay, not only for interacting with our body and our organs via frequency and controlling us, but also as a through port to transport other communications to other devices. And this is why we're seeing all the sickness. So the key that you need to understand with graphene oxide, it is a foundational element that allows this through port to be very powerful. These biochips that they're showing, Dr. David Nixon, if everyone looks him up, drdavidnixon.com. You're going to see it right there. He was blown away. He's got some of the best videos showing these constructions of these biochips, what they're forming that are put in the vaccines instantly once they're put into the body. And this is occurring because they're using the heavy metals, they're using the graphene oxide as fuel and also as part of that conduit to build whatever structures that they're doing. By removing the graphene oxide, you disable the biochips. This is what Robert Young's come on the record talking to everyone about. Robert Young's swinging back to viruses as well. He proved in 1985 that no viruses exist, right? And that's why he's been dragged into court. I think it's his seventh time now. He's actually in court today again. They locked him up for 5 months at one part. This man is an incredible light to this world. He's got the verifiable truth, over 3,000 published peer-reviewed papers. He's incredible. He's one of the very few people in the world that has an electron microscope to look at things at such an incredible level. And as soon as he looked at Masterpiece under the microscope, he was floored. When Matt first went to him, he kind of fluffed him off a bit. He said, you know, come back to me when you get your test results. And then when he saw him, he said, are these for real? Have you really pulled this all out in 35 days? And now he understands the power of what we've got here. But this is, as we were talking, only one side of it. We can help mitigate and at least get the majority of these heavy metals, these plastics, this connectivity with the graphene oxide out of our bodies. But we have to go after these people that are doing this, and that's where the rubber hits the road. So it's like a 1-2 punch.
Well, okay, let's talk a little bit about where people can get this, because it's less expensive than anything on the market that's comparable, because it's a 2-month supply. For how much money does it cost?
It's $53 US, and that works out to less than $1 a day. And like I say, it's only 5 drops under the tongue, twice a day. And that alone will, like I said, I've been on it myself, Sarah, for the last 3 months. All I can tell you is I feel like $1 million. The first thing that people are going to notice that's happening, we've got hundreds of communications that have come into us, probably thousands now. It's like I said, I'm not pumping or dumping anything, but it opens up the pineal gland. Right? You're going to start to vividly dream again. You're going to start to have your brain fog is going to disappear because we're moving these toxins at the cellular level. This is why Masterpiece is so powerful and so different, because as Matt and as the doctors have explained to me, how it's been created and smashed down to such a small nano size, as it's traveling through your bloodstream, say this is the element of the nano zeolite particle. Outside of it, it's got a very negatively charged or positively charged marine plasma that's attached to it. Okay, so what happens is it's traveling through your bloodstream. All of a sudden, it comes across another cell that's got the graphene oxide in it or the heavy metals. Immediately, the zeolite and how we've, it's been vectorized, how it's been smashed down to the small size is a perfect match for, at the cellular level, the graphene and the heavy metals. So it goes into the cell, hits it immediately, it picks up the graphene oxide and all the other heavy metals, forever chemicals, plastics, and it pulls it out of the cell. But at the same time, this is the beautiful part, it dumps off the marine plasma into the cell, thereby replenishing the cell to its original state. Right. So, and this is why this is so huge.
If you don't do that, then the toxins will just go back in. You have to, well, I know the zeolite is like a capsule, takes it out and then flushes it out of the system. But it's the point that it's, they've figured out how to get it smaller and then also replenish the cells so that anything that doesn't, it doesn't immediately get, because there's toxins all over the place. And so it doesn't just fill up with toxins again.
Yeah. And it's just incredible.
Like, so, and because I have sold other, and I do sell other zeolite, but they've just, this is what innovation, I just did a show on innovation on how they're stealing all the patents and stuff. And this is why innovation is so important, is that people innovate, create better and newer things, and we benefit as society. But if they shut down innovation, then we can't flirt, we can't keep evolving. And this is an example of an innovative product development that's made it better, that'll work better and help us. So I'm going to have the link below so that people can get it. I love the fact that it's more affordable for people, and that people can buy it and test it out themselves and see that it's working, and we can save lives. I mean, frankly, this will help save lives if you get this heavy metals out, because the toxins is one of those things that just beat the heck out of your immune system. And when your immune system is deficient, that's how you get sick all over the place. I mean, you just, everything happens when you have a dysfunctional immune system.
Yeah. Yeah. Given the heavy metal, I mean, I've had my background has been in the law the last 20 years learning about that. And then this whole thing with COVID came out, I'm sure like yourself, you know, we may have had a little bit of an education on the health side, the medical side of things, but we've been thrown into this to understand, you know, what is going on here. And I've had an incredible education from some of the best, most brilliant people in the world. And everybody can agree to disagree on certain things, but they cannot disagree with these facts. The first time that this blood test has ever been done in the world showing that graphene oxide was in there, and secondly the results that we did in 30-35 days. You mentioned patents, Sarah. You can't patent this. Why? Because it's all natural products. That's the other reason why Matt did this. And for people to know that, you know, it's a whole sharing process. This is not about money for Matt. Matt's an incredible man. He's done this to save mankind. When you talked about the spraying, he literally wants to get to spraying this in an aerosol over the entire world, because the graphene oxide's got into the plants, it's got into the water, it's got into the soil. It's not just only got into our bodies, it's got into everything that is been created in this world right now. And we've got an enormous fight on our hands. And if we can at least show people en masse, and like I say, it's for less than a dollar a day to get this into your system, you're going to start to see results. Like I said, it's different for everybody. Some people see results within a few days. Some people, it might take them a month, because they got to remember, let me hammer this home. Forever chemicals, for those of you that don't know what that means, that's every single chemical that's been put into your body unbeknownst to you since you came into this world. Everything in any type of food product. And so that's why this is so beautiful. All these supplements that are out there, they've always got some type of a chemical makeup to them, or even the shell of the, you know, there's something there that is not natural. This is all natural that's within this product. And that's why it is so powerful. He's got another product called Master Restore that work hand in hand. So the Master Piece works inside the cell. The Master Restore works outside the cell to help take care of grabbing all the bigger chunks, whatever, and getting them out of the body. So like I said, they were floored when they saw these test results that came back. This is truly a historic moment in mankind. And you can get, like I said, from buy through Sarah here, get her link at the bottom of this broadcast. Go and look at this stuff. My website's awarriorcalls.com. If you go into BitChute, there's just type in a warrior calls and look at my, go to my page, I guess, for BitChute, and just look at the last 15 videos that are there. You're going to see the videos from Caroline Mansfield, the live blood analysis out of the UK that's oversaw these tests. You're going to see the incredible work with Dr. Robert Young. You're going to see the actual pictures, and he's going to explain to you why this is so huge right now in our world. So we need to get this truth out to everybody. It's not about money. It's about saving our world. But the other side of this has got to be the court side and the accountability.
Well, I talk to doctors all the time. I put a solutions document together the first year within COVID. I stopped doing video calls. People probably remember I just had audio calls. I wasn't really, got obsessed. I wasn't taking showers. I got very focused on solutions. I was so worried that we were in this genocidal moment. And so I put the solutions document together, and Dr. Joe Newsma helped me. And it's been up there ever since. And so we have zeolite up there. We have other things up there. And everything we have up there is still solid. It's just now we're seeing, and it's not just this area, I've seen innovations on these products in multiple. And so I'm revamping it right now. And we're going to, this is one of them, is the fact that it's just working so much better. But one thing that I just learned recently is that I was talking to a chiropractor. I like chiropractors because I look at the world a little differently. And we were talking about the studies that go out, you know, with autism and the mother's umbilical cord. When they studied that, the toxins that are in these umbilical cords in the blood, the baby's just being bathed in toxins. And when you give somebody a vaccine, when you have a really heavy toxic load, that triggers massive amounts of inflammation and problems. And so it's the combination. And so if all you do is test a vaccine in a clean environment, it might look like it's okay. You put it into a toxic overloaded system and it creates this massive swell of inflammation. And that's where likely this autism and all these other problems come from. So mothers, pregnant mothers should be taking this. Everybody should be detoxing because it's creating the underlying issues that we're having. And I mean, I can't speak strong enough about us repairing our basic health, but I just learned that. And I think that's the key. That's why when they're seeing kids with autism, Dr., you know, Sherry Tenpenny has focused on autism most of her career, last part of her career here, and how she's seeing how much the zeolite, the product that isn't as effective as this one, how much it's affecting people with autism. They're seeing huge improvements, kids with autism. And this will probably skyrocket that. I mean, because it's so effective, right? So yes. And mothers, oh my God, don't let your babies be drowning in toxic overload from you. We got to get detoxed, and all of us need to get detoxed. So anyways, we'll have the link below. Thank you for reaching out to me and telling me about this. I'm looking for these solutions. As you know, I've been searching for things that actually work, and that where people been constantly saying scientists need to come up with solutions. We need people to innovate so that we can come up with solutions, because what we had already, while there are some good things that work, there wasn't anything that was a good solution for what they're just bombarding us with. So I'm so happy that, I mean, there's some good ones, but not as effective. So thank you so much for reaching out to me. And the link will be below. And I think bottom line, everybody should at least try it.
Well, believe me, once they try it, Sarah, they will see a difference. And like I said, these tests are ongoing. Just when you see the lab results, it's good. Again, these are not opinions we're talking about here. And I'm glad you brought up Sherry Tenpenny. I'm actually going to reach out to her as well, because I haven't talked to her in a while. These doctors need to really understand what's going on. The problem is a lot of these doctors, they have their own little product lines and stuff that they've put together. But we've got to put our egos and stuff aside. We've got to look at what this is. And because this is part of the solution right now, but we've got to, like I said, we've got to get this accountability. We've got to stop these people that are doing all of this to us, that are getting these chemicals into our body. That's where the rubber really has to hit the road. So, but it's beautiful that this has come at this particular moment in time. A lot of people were giving up hope, and Matt didn't know. He wasn't, you know, God bless him. When the people meet him, Matt and Caroline and Dr. Robert Young, these are incredible people, and you're going to see through their incredible efforts that this is about saving this world. That's all that matters to them. And we're here to do whatever we can. And that's why I'm so glad to join with you on this, Sarah, shoulder to shoulder.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was asked to be part of a think tank that we had our first meeting last night, and it's for solutions for humanity, for things like this, because we know that there's an extinction level event that they're trying to push on us. And I don't think the COVID shots will be just that. I think there's multiple, it's a spring, there's a lot of things to this. But the goal is the one thing that we're really worried about. And one of the things that I gave my little spiel, I talked a few times, and I'm glad you said ego, because this is what I gave a little speech here on how we need to, if we're going to move forward, we need to put our egos aside. We need to put our competitive nature aside too, and be willing to work with competitors and realize that, you know, that it's not in regular business, it makes sense to, you know, compete and not share things and stuff with your competitors. But in this situation, we need to put our egos aside, our competitive nature aside, and do what's right for humanity. And
exactly.
It was interesting. Everybody kind of nodded and realized, yeah, that's we just do. This is one of the moments in time where we have to do that. So I thank you. Thank you for reaching out to me. And I know we're going to talk again many times and we'll talk soon. And I look forward to having you back. And hopefully we can get this out in a big way. So thank you.
God bless and Godspeed to everybody. God bless you, Sarah.